what problem is TurboDB trying to solve?
So basically is that there's currently a choice that you have to make either between a SQL relational databases with the durability warranties, the reliability that they have, or a NoSQL database where you can scale better and or short horizontally scale. But there's no both of them at once. So what if I want to scale? I want to be big data, but at the same time, I want to keep up with the durability, the reliability, and of course, all the functionality that SQL databases have. So this is what TurboDB achieves. It's best of both worlds. It's a database that is both a SQL and a NoSQL database. And the way it does that is to layering a NoSQL compatibility layer on top of a relational database that is well-known and trusted by, I would say, almost everybody, which is PostgreSQL.
Now, one of the things I said in the opening, it's like I would think that this kind of translation would make it slower. But what have you found in practice with this?
Well, it is surprisingly fast. And it's not even that we wrote good code, which I hope it is anyway. It's because Postgres is also damn fast underneath. I mean, it's been here for quite a long time. In general terms, relational databases have been here for 40 years. So really, it takes a lot of time for a database to mature. And Postgres and relational databases have already had a long time for doing this. They're often referred as legacy. However, I see that's a completely wrong perception. I mean, they're really good at their work. It's just that they need to be adjusted to do different kind of workloads if that's what you want, like in the NoSQL world. But they're pretty good at what they do. That's also true what you said at the beginning, that most NoSQL benchmarks, especially MongoDB benchmarks, if you really look at them, you see that most of the time they are done, these benchmarks are performed with most of the durability warranties turned off. If you suddenly turn them on, like basically you do acknowledge of the writes, like, right, or you do journaling, and you also enable replication, which is something that you should probably want to do on a MongoDB installation, then performance drops by more than an order of magnitude. So it's not that fast. Now, TurboDB has two sides of this performance. One is more on the OLTP side, where we can use PostgreSQL, which is, it's a fast database, especially the last version. 9.5 is really fast. We have seen a significant improvement in speed. And then we're also working on a version right now that it's running on Greenplum. It's another database which has also been open source recently, and Greenplum is specialized on more on OLAP and data warehousing workloads. And there you can also shard horizontally across many servers. They're called segments. So TurboDB running on it, it's also very fast because Greenplum is also very fast on this kind of workloads. So it's just a conveniency that we're using very fast databases underneath TurboDB.